Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And He loves you.
Wish everyone a happy Sunday. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall and we will rejoice and be glad in it. The psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, that where He is, we can be also. So we thank God today for allowing us to come through another week, to come through another Sunday, to be able to lift up the name of Jesus, as He who declared and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, that He would draw all men unto Himself. And so we thank God for His drawing power, His keeping power, His ability to be able to be everything we need, because He is an all-sufficient Savior, and He has promised that He would supply all of our needs according to His riches in glory. So for that reason this morning, we haven't come for any fashion, form, or show, but we've come simply to lift up the name of Jesus, because it is He who declared, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, that He would draw all men unto Him. And so we thank God today that somewhere along the line in our lives, God drew us to Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. And so we give God the praise today, and that's what we've come to do. We've come to magnify the Lord. The psalmist said, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. And so that's what we've come to do today. We've come to lift Him up, and we've come to magnify His name. We're going to open up with a word of prayer. I'm going to ask that Reverend Sykes would get ready to lead us in prayer. Good morning, Reverend Sykes.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, everyone. Let us pray. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Merciful Father, it's in the name of Jesus that we approach Your throne of mercy and grace this morning. We thank You, Father, for another day that You've allowed our eyes to open with the use and the activities of our limbs. Oh, God, we thank You, Father, for just allowing us, oh, God, this opportunity just to be able to say thank You, just to be able to say hallelujah to Your name this morning. We invoke the presence of Your Holy Spirit in this worship experience on today. There is none like You. So, Father, we acknowledge that You are God, the creator of the universe. Thank You for new mercies this morning. For morning by morning, new mercies we see. All that we have need of, Your hand, God, have provided. And great is Your faithfulness unto us. We come with an attitude of gratitude on this morning because You have been so good to us. Thank You, God, for Your word. Thank You for the power of the Holy Spirit that leads us, Lord, and guides us and directs us Thank you for being our pillar of strength. And, Father, we know that there is nothing that is too hard for you, that you do all things well. So during these challenging times that we are facing in this nation, in our lives and in our families, oh, God, you are still in control and you are still good. So, Father, we know that you are a prayer-answering God because down through the years, God, you have answered so many of our prayers, Father God, so we can look back on our lives, Father God, and look at the provision that you have already provided for us, Father God. Your word tells us to pray without ceasing, Father.
Hello.
And so, Father, we are going to continue to, oh, God, to pray without ceasing on this morning. But before we make our request known to you, God, we want to ask, first of all, for forgiveness of any sins that we may have committed in word, deed, thought, action, or reaction, and that you would create within all of us clean hearts and renew the right spirit within us. Oh, God, we come, Father God, this morning, Father God, petitioning you, Father God, that you, oh, God, would extend your ears, Father God, to us this morning, Father God, because we know that you are a miracle-working God. And so, Father, this morning, we come, Father God, petitioning and praying for this nation. Oh, God, we come, Father God, praying for the leaders of this nation. Oh, God, for those, oh, God, that have the COVID-19 virus and other sicknesses and illnesses, for all churches and pastors and servant leaders, for all families, even bereaved families this morning, Father. Strengthen and encourage their hearts, Father God.
Mm-hmm.
Our elderly, our caregivers, oh, God, all of our communities, all of our prayer warriors this morning, and those that are in the hospitals, Father God, in nursing homes, and those that are incarcerated on today, Father God. Oh, God, we come still lifting up the frontline workers and the doctors and the scientists and our children and grandchildren, and also our teachers and our administrators on this morning, Father God. And we come lifting up our pastor and first lady, Pastor Kason and First Lady Kason this morning, and the Heart of God Baptist Church family, Father. Bless mankind this morning everywhere.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God, for your thank you for keeping our minds and our bodies and our spirits strong. Draw us closer to you, God, as we continue to seek you daily and see your hand of mercy and grace working in our lives. Allow your healing virtues to continue to flow in and through our lives. We will continue to be steadfast in our faith because we know that you are able to see us through. You are a mighty God. You are an awesome God. And, God, we just thank you this morning, and we bless your name, and we praise your name on this day, Father God, for this is the day that you have made.
Yes, it is.
And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In the mighty and matchless and powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Reverend Sykes, for that fervent prayer. Reminded the song we used to sing back in the South D.C. Church. Man, over on the avenue, Minnesota Avenue, Southeast, and we used to sing a song, and it was talking about prayer, and the song would say that they were glad somebody prayed for me, that they had me on their mind, took the time, and prayed for me, and then they would say, I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. And they would stand on their feet and they would clap their hands. And it would just be a good old Sunday morning praise song. And so I'm going to ask, and you might not be able to stand on your feet, but I'm just going to ask you to stand on your feet in your spirit and sing that with me. And then we might go into a little melody, amen, about it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother, not my father, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. And they go back and forth between those two versions. But the whole thing was they were glad to know about prayer. They were glad to be in fellowship with each other. They were glad that those that were around in their family, their church family, were praying for them. And so let us sing together. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. I'm thinking of praying for me. Had me on their mind. Took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. The deacon prayed. The deacon prayed for me. Had me on his mind. Took the time to pray for me. And I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. Somebody prayed for me. Come on. Had me on their mind. Took the time to pray for me. Yeah. And I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. The preacher prayed for me. Had me on their mind. Took the time to pray for me. Yeah, I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. And the sister prayed for me. Come on. Had me on their mind. Took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad they prayed. Come on, put your hands together. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. And they say, not my mother nor my father, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother nor my father, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not the deacon nor the preacher, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. The deacon prayed for me. Had me on his mind. Took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad they prayed. Aren't you glad? I'm so glad they prayed. Aren't you glad? I'm so glad they prayed. Aren't you glad? I'm so glad they prayed for me. Amen. We just love, amen, to be able to sing and fellowship, amen, knowing that we're looking out for each other, that we're praying for each other, that we've got each other's back, and we know that God has got our back. We know that his rod and his staff, amen, has our back, and we thank God for allowing us to be able to get together and sing together and pray together, and thank God, amen, that he's kept us one more week, and we ought to give God the praise. We ought to give him a hallelujah hand clap, a sacrifice of praise this morning, because truly it was the prayer of the righteous. I said it was the prayer of the righteous that availeth much, that kept us, that allowed us to be able to go through danger seen and unseen, that allowed us to be able to wake up this morning without any hurt, harm, or danger, that allowed us to be able to be healed in our body. The deacon said that he woke me up this morning. I was able to put food on my table. I was able to be clothed and clothe myself, and I was in my right mind. The blood was still running warm in my vein, and I was able to put one foot in front of the other. And so I thank God for the prayers of the righteous that allow me to be able to come and to be able to worship and to be able to praise God through his grace and his mercy and the prayers of the righteous that availeth much. Thank God today that somebody prayed for me. Somebody had me on their mind. Somebody called out my name. Somebody said, Father, in the name of Jesus, watch over him, Lord. Keep him and his family. We thank God for the prayers of the righteous that pray without ceasing. Amen. Because God answers. He's a prayer answering God. Yes, he is. And he will answer your prayer and he will take care of those that you prayed for and prayed with. And so we thank God today. Amen. That somebody had us on their mind and took the time to pray for us. Amen. Good God Almighty. Amen. We're going to go to, amen, our worshipers today. And we're going to start with our first worshiper. Last four digits, 3343. 3343. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the good Lord that has let me see another day. And he brought me back a long time ago and put me on my feet again and gave me a walking stick and keep me riding and walking with him and open my eyes open to the day to be living and deal with the day, live with the day we had to do with the day. We said, thank you, Father, for being so good to us and brought us a mighty long way. And we thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 2256. 2256. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good to be online.
Good morning.
I want to thank God for this day. And I know we call this day Valentine's Day. And I thank God for his love, because I didn't know what love really was until the Lord came in my life. So I thank him and I for the love that he has shown me and the love that he has given me. I just thank him, thank him, thank him. Love you all. Have a blessed week.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 1785. 1785, good morning.
Morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I just thank you and praise God for just waking me up this morning. I thank him. Today is my sister's birthday. She turned 72, and it's just such a blessing. There's 10 years between the two of us, but it's just a blessing to live that long. You know, I just thank God for everything, and he's answered all my prayers. I thank you all for praying for me. I know you're praying because I feel the prayers. I just feel so elated. I'm going, me and Jesus are going into surgery on Tuesday, but he got me, and I just, the surgeon Man. Is saved. Thank you, Jesus.
Man.
Hey, never have a surgeon to take my hand and pray and tell me that it's just his hands, but God will be guiding his hands. I left there
Amen.
Just feeling so elated. God is a good God. He gives you what you need when you need it, even when we don't think we need it. I love him so much. Truly, he is the lover of my soul. I thank each and every one of you for your love. I love it when I'm able to come online and just hear your voices. And you know, my daddy preached a sermon one time and said, when you could, you wouldn't. And now you wanna and can't. See, when I could go to church, I wouldn't. And now I wanna go and can't. But God is a good God. He'll bring the church to you. I am a living witness. He'll bring the church to you. If you really want to serve the Lord, he will always make a way, hallelujah, for you to get to him. I thank him for his word. I thank him for heart of God. I thank him for you, Pastor and First Lady, always keeping me motivated, and your texts and it just, it means so much. I love each and every one of you. I want you to have a mighty, mighty blessed week.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshipers. Last four digits, 7971. 7971. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Ed. morning and know that you're loved by God, you're loved by your pastor, you're loved by your church, and all the people that are surrounding you, that you've lived a life that warrants God's blessings, and he has flowered and showed us, me and my sisters, his love down through the years. Not just today because it's Valentine's Day, but when you can feel loved every day by God, it's a great feeling. And I thank God for you all. I thank God for my daughter who sent me a card this morning that it was everything a parent would want to hear from a child. And she told me from her heart that nobody else could put something in a card that would be good enough for her to say to her mother. And you can't get any better than that. And I know where she got that from, because that was always my saying. I don't need somebody else to write my words down when I can tell you myself. And that's what she did for me this morning. And I thank God for her. I'm glad she's doing fine. And again, Pastor, I thank you and First Lady. We love you. We wish you all the best. Pray that all of us online have a blessed Sunday. Not because it's Valentine's Day, but it's from my heart to your heart and from your heart to all of our hearts. Be blessed and enjoy what the good Lord has given us, and that is love. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. To God be the glory. Thank God for Pastor, First Lady, and all of you that are on the line this morning. It's truly a blessing to be up another Sunday morning, be able to speak to you all, and know that you all are still in the land of the living.
Yeah.
So I just want to thank him another time, or one more time, for his grace and his mercy. For God is my life and my salvation. He's also the strength of my life. And I just feel so overwhelmed sometimes. I just want to shout. Thank you. Just to know that he is in my life. One day I'm down, but the next day I'm up. And I know it's nobody but God. So I will ask you all to continue to stay focused, stay encouraged, and stay inspired in the Word and in the Lord. And thank you, Pastor, for the opportunity every Sunday to hear your message, your prayers, because it just takes me to another level of my faith and my belief. And I thank you all. Be blessed, everyone.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I'm going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 7351. 7351, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor, First Lady, and Heart of God Church. I just thank the Lord for allowing me to be here this morning to hear all of your voices and to be able for you to hear my voice. And I just pray that the Lord will just keep us every day. Every day there's so much going on. The challenges are great. But as long as the Lord keeps sharing his grace and mercy upon us, we shall have victory. So I just thank the good Lord for watching over us all and keeping us well prayerfully and dealing with some of the health issues that some of us have. But we shall conquer those too, as long as we have the faith and know that the Lord is with us. And keep love in our hearts. And as you keep love in your heart, it will show. It will come out and fall on everybody. So happy Valentine's, everyone. God bless you.
Man, thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Our last four digits, 6664. 6664, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor and brother-in-law and my sisters in the Heart of God Church. I am so glad to be on here this morning in the land of the living. I thank God for all of my blessings and my health. And I bring you greetings from New Mount Baptist Church in Arrington, Virginia. We don't have a pastor right now, but I know that God is going to bring us one. I know he is.
Amen.
And
amen. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, and I just thank God for my health and my strength and my family. I thank God for all of you enabling, letting us be on here this morning. And you just lifted my soul up this morning singing those songs. And I just send blessings you all way. And I pray for the lady that's having surgery. You're going to be all right. God already healed you. He already healed you and anybody else that's sick. I thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, our last four digits. 5904. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, everyone else. Just want to say I'm blessed this morning to be on up and moving about, and that I know that throughout the night that it was nothing but God's grace and mercy that allowed me to see another day this morning. And I want to wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day and love you all and have a blessed week.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits 3598. 3598. Good morning.
I bless, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, Father, Son, yes, and the precious Holy Ghost. It's another day that God has given us to get it right. We thank God for the pastor, family, and we thank God for each one of you, God's children, under the sound of His voice. And He's been good, and He's going to continue to be good. He's better than camel soup. He's, when you eat that soup when you're sick or whenever you eat it, it's, He is good, and thank God that we can say this is a lovely day. And if no one ever say that you have not been loved, we're going to give you a scripture, 1 John, the 4th chapter, and the 19th verse to say, we love Him because He first loved us. Have a lovely day, that God has blessed you and you are loved. And take care.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our First Lady this morning. Good morning, First Lady.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day. Love to you all. My arms are stretched out wide, and I can hug everyone. I hope you can feel the love from me to you and the love from God to you. I am just happy. I am doing well. I went to get my COVID-19 shot, and everything is all right. My arm was a little sore, but all of that's over and done with. So I say to anyone who needs to get the shot, go ahead and get it. There's no fear. God has not given us fear. Like I said, I'm doing well, and everything is going to be all right. And I just send my prayers out to Sister Lee, who's going to have surgery on Tuesday. God is in the blessing business. He'll be there, and He'll take you. If He take you to it, He'll take you through it. And to all of those who that may be going through something, God is there with you. He has never left us thus far, because we're here able to talk to each other and listen to each other, praise report, love report, all of those things. And I just love everyone. I pray you all have a blessed day, not only but a blessed day, but a blessed week. And all I can say is God is love. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, First Lady, for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 1741. 1741, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. God bless you, Pastor. God bless you, First Lady. God bless everyone at Heart of God Baptist Church. And thank God and praise God for the beauty and the holiness of this day. Truly, he has been mighty good unto me and unto us. And so we thank God for his love. The greatest love gift that we ever could ask for is Jesus, our darling son Jesus. And God loved us so much that he gave us that gift of love, which is Jesus. And we can share that love that he has put in our hearts with others.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thank God this morning. I thank God because of this. In this month in February, my mom passed during the George Washington birthday weekend. That's when she passed. And one thing my mother always shared with me was, love is not love until you give it away. And so I thank God that Jesus loved us so much that he gave it away. And he said, whosoever will, let him come. And so we thank God for that love gift this morning. And the scripture that I want to leave with you is from James, and James the fifth chapter. Because my mother was a great prayer warrior, and I thank God for the prayers that she prayed many days, not only for me, but for many, many others. And so James tells us in James 5, verse 13, he said, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And so we thank God this morning for his word and for his everlasting love. God bless you all.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 5971. 5971, good morning. Are you listening in? We thank God for all of those who have called in, those that are with us on Facebook, those that are with us on the internet. We thank God for various social media that allows us to get together every Sunday. And we just say to God be the glory for keeping us from Sunday after Sunday. We know that it's nothing but God's grace and his mercy that continues to keep us. And so we're going to get ready to go to the Lord in prayer one more time. Going to ask Reverend Lindsay to get ready to lead us in this prayer. I just want to remember all of our school children, all of our school teachers, all of our children that are in our lives and in the lives of our family and loved ones. Know that it's not easy in this environment going to school and virtually going to school and trying to make things work. You know that it's a very challenging time. And so we pray that we keep all of our children lifted up in prayer, continue to pray for our local and federal and state government officials, that it will be instruments in God's hand as far as it comes to getting our children back to school safely and teachers back safely. Pray for all of the frontline essential workers, the police and the firefighters and all of those who are restaurant workers, or anyone that plays a role in helping us to keep things going on the front line. We pray that you would continue to be prayerful for them. Continue to pray for our president, our vice president, congressmen, women, senators, all those governors and associated government and municipalities. Pray for those that are out treating the roads. We had an ice storm going on for the last couple, 3 days. Just pray that for everyone to slow down and take it easy. Pray for those that are contemplating and those that are getting vaccines, that God will ease their mind and whatever decision they make, and pray that we'll continue to be safe as we trust God to get us through this difficult time, and know that God has this in control. He has it under control. It did not catch God by surprise. And so we just have to continue to hold on to his unchanging hand. And as we do that, amen, we'll be comforted by his spirit. So I'm going to ask Reverend Lindsay to lead us in this prayer. Reverend Lindsay.
Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Oh God, we come this morning with grateful hearts. We come, Father, thanking you for another beautiful Sunday. We thank you, Father, because you've been faithful unto us another week. You have brought us through, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, that even through the various trials and tribulations, even through the dangerous icy road and the snowstorms, oh God, you still brought us through, Father. Father God, we thank you, Father God, because you have kept every word that you have promised us, and you will continue to keep your word. And, oh God, when we begin to doubt, oh Father God, and begin to wonder, Father God, which way to go and if we can make it and what to do, we thank you, Father, that you always send your comforting Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us and show us which way to go and what to do, oh Father. So we thank you, Father God. We thank you for your darling son, Jesus, oh God, that paid our sin debt in full. We thank you, Lord Jesus, because without you we could not make it. We thank you because you sit on the right hand of the Father right now, interceding on our behalf. And, oh, God, even though sometimes we really don't know what to pray for or what to say or even how to ask you, oh, God, we thank you, Jesus, that you have made a way because you have sent your Holy Spirit. And your Holy Spirit, Father God, you have put down and deep inside of all of us, oh, God. So, Father God, your Holy Spirit intercedes on our behalf. And, Father God, what we don't say and what we do say, oh, God, we thank him because he translated and he did it right before your Father. And therefore, because of our sweet Holy Spirit that we have been blessed with, oh God, Father God, we continue to get your spiritual blessings, oh God. And we continue to receive them on time and the way you want us to have them, oh God. Because you have promised us in your word, oh God, that you would, oh Father God, just bless us, oh God. That you would meet every need, oh God, according to your riches and glory, oh God. According to your will and according to your purpose. And so, Father God, we thank you, Father, because you are the all-seeing, all-knowing, all-present, almighty God. And, Father God, we thank you this morning that you sit high and you look low, Father, and you are acquainted with man and all his ways, Father. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you being God and God all by yourself, that you haven't dealt with us according to our sins and our iniquity, Father. But you allow us to have a little more grace, Father. You've given us a little more mercy, Father. Even when we didn't deserve it, Father God, you still opened up your hand and you still made a way. And so for that this morning, we are more than grateful. And Father God, before we petition you, we just want to ask that if you would just search our hearts this morning, Father, anything that you see, Lord Jesus, that's not right, Father, we pray that you will clean it and you will wash us and sanctify us in your word and in your blood. We thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you for the cleansing. And we thank you for the filling of more of your righteousness, more of your Holy Ghost power, more of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you for more of you, Holy Spirit, that we might do the will of your Father and our Father. And we thank you this morning. And Father God, we come with some petitions. First of all, we thank you. We thank you for food. We thank you for clothing. We thank you for shelter.
Thank
we thank you.
You,
you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. We thank you for your salvation that you have given us, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, how you brought us through the week, Father, and how you brought us to Sunday that we might worship you again, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you allow us to breathe your air one more time, Father. Oh,
yes,
God,
Lord.
We thank you for the breath of life, oh, God, because so many, Father God, didn't get up this morning. So we thank you for
Hello.
That breath of life, oh, God. We thank you for this tongue that you allow us to have, Father, that we might be able to praise you and worship your name one more time. We thank you for that, Father God. And, Father God, I ask that you would look on Pastor Kayson this morning. Father God, as he prepared to bring your word, Jesus, we pray, Father, through the power of your Holy Spirit, that you will strengthen his spirit, oh, God. Father God, the word, Lord Jesus, that you have given to him, Father, open up our hearts that we might be able to hear you spiritually. Open up our eyes so we can see your glory, that we will know without a shadow of doubt that you are mighty God. Father God, open up our ears, oh God, that as we hear your word, Father, that our faith will increase, oh God, that our trust and our love for you will increase, oh God. And Father God, whatever we receive, Jesus, I pray that we might be able to share it with others. And then, oh, God, I pray for First Lady. I pray that you continue to strengthen her, continue to build her up, oh, God. We pray, Father God, for the First Family. We pray for Janice.
Yeah.
We pray for Anthony. We pray for the grandchildren. We pray, oh,
yeah.
God, that you would look on each and every member. And then, Father God, we pray for the Heart of God Baptist Church. We pray for each and every member, oh, God, that you have set in this church, Father, for your glory, for your honor, and for your praise. You know what they stand in the need of this morning, oh God. I pray, Father God, that you will grant them, Lord Jesus, whatever they need according to your will, Father. Some need jobs, some need shelter, some need food, some need clothing, some need a healing, oh God. Some need a personal relationship, oh God. Some just need some peace this morning, oh God, some comfort this morning. Father, I pray through your word that you will meet their every need, Jesus. And then, oh God, I pray that you look on Sister Mary as she prepares for surgery.
Yes,
oh God,
Lord.
We thank you, Father. We thank you for the healing that's going to come forth. We thank you for the
Hallelujah.
Testimony that's going to come forth. Oh, God, we pray that you keep a cover under the blood, oh, God. Father God, we thank you for these and all blessings, Father. And then, Father God, we pray for all those that are sick of COVID-19, all those that have cancer and sugar diabetes and high blood pressure, any type of disease this morning. We lay it down at your cross this morning, Father. We pray, oh God, that you would touch sick minds and sick bodies, oh God, mental illness, oh God, mental diseases,
Lord.
Oh God, spiritual injustice and unrighteousness, oh God. We pray, Father, that you would touch the mind of mankind, oh God. Father God,
Hello.
That you would look on our government this morning, oh God. Father God, we need a healing, oh God, from the top to the bottom, oh God. Father God, help us to hold on to righteousness, oh God. We know we live in a dark and a wicked world, oh God. But Father God, we know in the end that you are going to win because you already got the victory, Father. So help us to hold on to truth and righteousness, oh God. Help us to take a stand, oh God, for that which is right in your sight, oh God. Because Father God, we know, hallelujah, Jesus, that no untruth is going to stand, Father. So we give it all to you, Lord. Help us to be that bold witness, oh God, because you will speak through us, Father. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for the healing, oh God, as we go in the hospitals and the nursing homes and nursing facilities and people that are convalescing at home. We pray for them this morning, Lord Jesus. We pray for frontline workers. We pray for nurses.
Mm-hmm.
We pray for the doctors. Oh, God, we thank you for the medication that has come forth. Oh, God, help us to trust in you when it comes down to the medicine. You know our fears. You know our thoughts. You know our anxieties. So we pray, Father, that you would give us that comfort. Oh, God, take away that fear that we need to have so that we can have the healing that will come forth. Because you work through everything, Father. You work through the medicine. You work through the doctors. Oh, God, you can speak a word, and man don't even have to touch us. We know you got the power. But, oh, God, help us to do that you have designed for us to do, Father. for your name's sake, oh God. And then, Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you look on our children, oh God, the teachers and the parents. Father God, you know you're the only one that can straighten up this situation. Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that you move on every heart and every family. And what is right for that family, what is right for the school system, oh God,
yes,
that you will do it. You will allow it to happen. Our children need an education. So we need, oh God, to do that which is right. Give us your wisdom. Give us your knowledge. Give us your understanding, Father. Help us to trust in you, Jesus, and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, Lord Jesus, help us to acknowledge you. And Holy Spirit, you told us that you would lead us, that you would guide us, that you would show us the way and what to do and how to do. And so sometimes we come in prayer and supplication and tears and moaning because sometimes we don't know what to do, Father. But we're leaning and we're depending on you, Jesus. Oh, God, that you will help us, Father, that you will show us and enlighten us spiritually, oh, God. And if we need strength to do these things, Father, that our nation will be better, our bodies will be better, our communities will be better, then, oh, God, grant us the strength to do it. Grant us the peace to do it. And most of all, grant us the wisdom and the knowledge to do it so we will know how to do these things. Father God, we love you and we trust you this morning. We give you all the glory. We thank you, Father. We thank you for everything that you have done for us. We thank you for every healing that has come forth. We thank you for just being Jehovah Jireh. We thank you for fighting every battle for us, oh God. And Father God, there are still some, Father, that are worn and torn this morning, Jesus. And we pray, Father, that before they get off this phone, oh God, through the preach word, hallelujah, Jesus, that you will bring deliverance, you will bring salvation, you will bring encouragement, you will bring joy, and you will bring peace. And oh God, most of all, that you will bring comfort through the power of your Holy Spirit. And Father God, we will forever give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Because truly, there is none like you. And we thank you this morning. We thank you because thou art our God. And in you and you alone, we depend and we lean on you. And as the songwriter said, oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. And oh God, we thank you for your glory today, because it's your glory, Jesus, that will last from eternity to eternity. And we thank you this morning for these and all blessings. In your darling son Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Reverend Lindsay, for that fervent prayer. Know that truly turn God, and that he answers the prayer of the righteous, and that they are righteous. Prayers of the righteous availeth much. And we thank you all for just being so faithful in your prayer and in your continuing seeking God's face. Because we know, amen, that God is a God, amen, that is omnipresent, omniscient, and all-powerful, that he has the ability to do everything. As a matter of fact, the Bible says he specializes in the things that are impossible. So we thank God for his continued blessing, his continued power, in and over all of our lives. We want to go to the Word of God today looking at a couple of scriptures, chapter 11 of the book of Hebrews, and also looking at chapter 12 of the book of Revelation. And we know that a lot of times people are like, oh, God's pastor going back to Revelation. But it's really not that bad. And we want to look at Revelation chapter 12, verse 10 and 11. And it says, Revelation 12, verse 10 and 11. I'll be reading King James Version. It says, "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night." In verse 11, it says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They loved not their lives unto death." And we want to go back to Hebrews 11th chapter. And Hebrews 11th chapter and says in verse 5, "By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God." And then that verse 6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." And for a few moments this morning, we want to talk from the subject, from test to testimony. From test to testimony. Let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you for another privilege, another opportunity to stand and to declare your word. Father, I ask that you will forgive me of my sins, O God, that you will be faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness, O God, that I may be a pure vessel used by you. O God, that the sinners will be converted, the saints will be edified, but most of all, God, you would receive honor and glory to your name. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. From test to testimony. And as we look back and review our lives, we all can see that we've gone from being tested in our lives in various situations to having a testimony of how God brought us through the test, and that there is none like God that allows us to be able to persevere, to not only survive, but thrive during the test, because there is none like God. And many of you have said that in your testimony this morning. We just want to sing a hum a little bit of that. There is none like God this morning, because when you look around and you see what man is capable of doing, that he's able of doing good, he's capable of doing bad, he's capable of great things, and he's capable of doing not so great things. But when we look around and we see God, we know there's none like him, that man cannot compare to him. And so we have to keep that in perspective. And so a lot of times we just like to sing songs that help to encourage us while we are dealing with the test and the struggles of mankind. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none, there is none, there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none, there is none, there is none like you. Jesus, there is something about that name. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name, and I worship you, O mighty God. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness, and I worship you, O mighty God. There is none like you. Y'all might as well sing it with me. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none, there is none, there is none like you. We thank God, man, that there truly is no one like God. And as we've gone through all of the testimony, all the tests in our lives, that all of us have testimonies in our lives, that it was nobody but God that brought us through, that it was nobody but God that sustained us in the midst of our trial, in the midst of our test, in the midst of our going through, that it was God who showed himself mighty in all of our circumstances. And so when we look at these two scriptures in the book of Hebrews, the book of Hebrews was written by a writer that is largely unknown, but wrote to the churches during the first century that were struggling with going back to the method of Judaism compared to what was been taught about Christianity and how Christ was the fulfillment of the law, and that he was God's Christ, that he was God's anointed that came, that God promised down through the prophets, that he was the one, amen, that would fulfill the promise of God, that he would be God's redeemer for those that were lost. And so they were struggling because the pressure and because of the those who did not accept Jesus as God's anointed Christ. And so there was a struggle in their faith, and they were being persecuted. Some were being apostate, and they were going back to the old religion. And so God, through the writer of the Hebrew, went through in chapter 11 and explained to them about the faith of those who were in the Old Testament all the way through the New Testament, and how they had one common bond, and that God considered them righteous, or brought them into righteousness because of their faith. And the Hebrew writer wanted them to know, amen, that this type of faith, amen, was the ability to trust God to bring them through any situation or circumstance, and that without faith, it was impossible to please God, and that the early forefathers, particularly Abram, before God changed his name to Abraham, amen, said that Abraham believed God and that God accounted it to him as righteousness. And as Jesus came on the scene down through 42 generations, he fulfilled, amen, the righteousness that was lost in the Garden of Eden by taking on the sins of the world. And so now we are covered in his righteousness and his blood. And so God no longer looks at us in our own righteousness, but he looks at us through the righteousness and the righteous blood of Jesus Christ. And so what happens is now that we stand before God, we can be in the right relationship with him and the right relationship with each other, because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish but have everlasting life. And so the Hebrew writer goes through and shows them that Jesus' sacrifice was a more superior sacrifice, because in the Old Testament, the blood covering was because of the continual sacrifice of the priests, and they would have animals' blood that would be considered a sacrament to cover the sins of the world. And so Jesus came and he became the propitiation, and he stood in where no one could stood in, and he sacrificed his life and shed his blood. And so now that we have a better a sacrifice, a new covenant or a new promise in his blood, there's no need to go back to the old way of sacrificing for the remission of sin, because truly without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. But the record that the Hebrew writer said that once Christ shed his blood, he entered into the presence of God and sat down. And so what was required was finished through the blood of Jesus Christ. And so what we have now is we have the ability, amen, to have our conscience and our mind clean from the power and the penalty of sin because of the blood of Christ, because of his sacrifice. And God simply wants us to, by faith, believe, amen, that Jesus is his son, that Jesus is his Christ, that Jesus paid the penalty, and to bring us back into the proper relationship with God. And so once we, by faith, accept that, amen, what happens is we begin to have tests in our lives so that we can be the living testimonies for God for those who do not believe. In other words, God has saved us, has blessed us to be a blessing, to be a testimony to someone else. And so what happens is there are things that happen in our lives. There's tests that come in our lives. There's things that test our faith and before those who are unsaved, amen, so that they can see our steadfast faith, amen, that they can see our standing on the word and the promises of God, to be able to endure hardship, to be able to endure testing, to be able to maintain our faith in spite of what the situation is, in spite of what the circumstance is, in spite of what the struggle is, in spite of what we might go through, in spite of the suffering, in spite of the pain, in spite of the ups and the downs, that God wants us to diligently seek him, to stand on his words, to stand on his promise, and in spite of what may come our lives, come our way, that we would still have trust in God, that God is Jehovah Jireh, our provider, that God is Jehovah Nisi, that God is Jehovah Shalom, our peace, that he is the one that keeps us and sustains us even in the midst of the trials and the tribulations that we go through, so that we can say that it was God. Once we get through, once we go from test to testimony, that we can proclaim that it was God was the one that brought us out, that it was God the one that brought us through. And so we went from test to testimony because we are instructed by God, amen, to walk by faith and not by sight, and to trust God that whatever is brought to us, God will bring us through, and that God will keep us in the midst of it. And so when we tell somebody that we've been through the storm, that we've been through the rain, that we've been through the trials and tribulations of this life, and we can stand up without a shadow of a doubt and say, God was the one that brought me through, that God not only brought me through, that even when I was going through, it was God was the one that kept me. And so we go from test to testimony by relying on God. And so when you look at this 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, it goes through the hall of faith, amen. Read that in your leisure, amen, to see all of those who went through something, all of those that went through a trial, all of those that went through a testing of their faith. And what happened was, while they were going through and people were watching them, they did not waver in their faith. They did not waver in their holding on to God's plan and God's way. They did not turn back. They did not turn back and go the easy route, but they stuck with God's plan. They stuck with God's process. They stuck with God's overwhelming power and inner strength, amen, to be able to stand up even in the midst of the most trial, in the midst of the most tribulation, in the midst of the most storm that they ever could see, and they remain faithful to God even unto death. And so when you look at down through the years of those prophets and those people that God had placed in the Bible, that many times the trying of their faith was very stressful, and the tests, amen, were awesome tests that they had to stand, and they didn't have anyone to lean and depend on but God. But as they developed a relationship with God, they were able to endure the test. And so that's the first part of being able to go from test to testimony, is that you have to develop a relationship with God. In other words, you have to know him for yourself. Many times in the old church, the children and the husbands or the wives, they would ride off grandmama or granddaddy's religion. But the old deacon say that every tub had to sit on its bottom, its own bottom. And in other words, you had to know God for yourself, because the relationship that grandmama or granddaddy had with God, amen, wasn't going to get you into heaven. You had to have a relationship with God yourself. And so the biggest thing to be able to go from test to testimony is to know God for yourself. In other words, you got to know him in the free pardoning of your sins. And in other words, it's not based upon the testimony of mama's salvation or granddaddy's salvation or my mother or my father's salvation, but it's based upon the salvation that I know God for myself. And in other words, in order for me to get from test to testimony, I got to know the God, amen, that's going to bring me through. I got to know the God, amen, that has the power to do anything but fail. I have to know the God that says that I can do all things through Christ that gives me the strength. I have to know the God that sent his only begotten son, Jesus, amen, that paid the price and the penalty that I couldn't pay for my sin. I have to know the God that answered the call, that when justice demanded that I can die, that he stood up and said that I've already paid the price. When you look at the record in Romans 3:23 that says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, to be able to know the God that also wrote Romans 6:23 that says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. In other words, I have to know the God. We have to know the God in order to get from test to testimony. We have to know the God that's going to bring you and help you and guide you through your test. Somebody ought to say amen. If you know the God, amen, that will lead and guide you through your test, amen, then you'll be able to get from test to testimony. Amen. Somebody say, I know him for myself. Somebody high five yourself and say, yeah, I know him for myself. It's not something what somebody told me. It's not something, amen, that I read, amen. It's not something, amen, about what I heard, but I know God for myself. Somebody used to say, I know that I know that I know that I know that I know. In other words, nobody can do the things that God can do. I feel my help coming on. In other words, that when you look in this world, amen, and you see the things that are happening and you see how God is working and moving on your behalf, you understand, amen, that it's not your power, it's not my power, but it's by the Spirit of God, amen, that we're able to live, we're able to move, we're able to have our being, because it's the Spirit of God that seals and keeps us. God says that we're sealed until the day of redemption. He says that we're saved by grace through faith, and that is not of our own, but it is the gift of God. And God says that he has sealed us into the day of redemption, and nobody can pluck us out of his hand. And when you know God like that for yourself, when you know the God, amen, that has kept you every step of the way, when you know the God that had continued, amen, to open doors that no man can open, when you continue to know the God that can heal like nobody else can heal, when you know the God that can pay a bill when you don't have any money, when you know the God that could put food on your table, amen, when you know the God, amen, that will keep a shelter over your head, when you know him for yourself and you know how far he has brought you, you can rely on God to be able to take you through a test to a testimony. So when you are trying to get from test to testimony, you got to rely on your faith in God to realize that if he did it before, come on somebody, that he can do it again. In other words, I know him for myself, number one. Number two, amen, that if he did it before, he can do it again. Amen. In other words, God doesn't run out of power. Somebody need to shout hallelujah. Thank you, God, that you never ran out of power. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, that you have enough to be able to handle all of those that are around me, and you're able to handle mine as well. Come on now. In other words, God is not limited in his power. He can operate all over this world and still have some left over. And I'm glad the psalmist said that God would anoint his head with oil and his cup would run over. What I mean by that is not only did God have time to take care of the situation at hand, but God had enough overflow. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. To take care of, amen, what else came. In other words, I knew God took care of my situation, and I understand that he's a God of today, that he's a God that doesn't change, but he's a God that will allow you to have some overflow. The old songwriter used to say that my cup is overrunning, and I'm drinking out the saucer. In other words, God is able to give you more than enough. And so, number one, when you know him for yourself, and number two, that you know God, amen, does not change, amen. And if he did it yesterday, he can do it again, amen. Then you can have, amen, the blessed assurance, amen, to know, amen, that God is with you in your test, that God is able to bring you through some mess, that God is the same God, amen, that worked it out on last year, that God can work it out on this year. And so what we understand is because God, we know him for ourselves, and we have a personal relationship with him. Because we know that God is able to do it again, and because of this, we can trust God to be able to bring us through the test. And all of us go through tests, whether it's physical, whether it's financial, whether it's spiritual, whether it's mental. Whatever the situation, whatever the test is, God wants to be able to bring you through the test to a testimony so you could tell somebody, amen, that it was God that brought you through, that it was God that kept you in the midst while you were going through, that it was God that over and over again, amen, showed himself strong and mighty in your life. And so when you have that, now you have a testimony. You can go from test the testimony. And when we look at the book of Revelation, in that 12th chapter, we see John the Revelator talking about the end times, talking about those that came up against challenges, like those who came up against challenges in the book of Hebrews, just like those in the book of Hebrews who attempted to turn back. They held on to their relationship with God. They held on, amen, to God's unchanging hand, realized that if God had brought them through those other things, that he was the same God and he could bring them through these things. And they held on to their faith. And as they held on to their faith, amen, God allowed them to go from test to testimony, and they were able to testify, amen, about the goodness of God and how far God had brought them from and how God has kept them, how God has turned situations around. And as they witnessed and ministered to those that were around them, what happened was, amen, their test turned into a testimony. They glorified God and God got the glory from their life. And God is depending on us to be able to make it through our test to a testimony so that we can give God account of what God has done so that God can get the testimony, that God can get the glory. And so the Revelator, John, in that 12th chapter, he let them know that there's an enemy out there that's trying to accuse you and get you to turn against God. And I don't know about you, but there's been times, amen, in our lives, amen, than what we see, oh man, had the ability to scare us and to cause us to have doubt, to think, amen, that God wasn't with us. But because we had a personal relationship with God, somebody say amen, and we knew the word of God, amen. See, when you have a personal relationship with God, you know God's word. And when you know God's word, that God said that things that are seen are temporary, but if the things that are not seen are eternal. And when you realize, amen, that God is true to his word, that even though you can't see it right now, I'm still going to act on the word of God. See, the Hebrew writer said in the Hebrews 11:1, he said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. In other words, what he's trying to communicate to us is that we need to behave like we already have God's blessing even before we get it. In other words, I'm going from test to testimony by relying on my relationship with God, by relying on God's word, by relying, amen, on God being God. He could do it today. If he did it today, he can do it again. And when you rely on that, and you can begin to start behaving and acting in a way that you receive God's blessings, that you receive God's deliverance even before you get it. In other words, I'm going to act like I already have it even before I get it. That's faith. In other words, it's behaving and responding in the midst of the trial, in the midst of the tribulation, that I've already been delivered. And because I'm acting, behaving like I've already been delivered, amen, I truly have a testimony. And my testimony can encourage those that are around me to trust God for themselves. And so the Revelator, back to 12, and I'm getting ready to get out your way. He said that the enemy was always accusing God's people of not being faithful, always trying to throw something in your way. Somebody ought to say amen. Always trying to discourage you, always trying to get you to behave not in faith but in fear. But because you have a relationship with God and you know the word of God, and because you know that God doesn't change and he has the power to do it again, you know his word that says that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And so as the enemy begins to try to accuse and falsely accuse and to begin to start getting you to operate in fear. As you're going through your test, you rehearse your relationship with God, and you rehearse your knowledge of God, and you rehearse your knowledge of God's word, and you begin to say, I made it through the test on last year because I know God for myself, and I know the word of God will bring me through like it did on last year. And because God has not given me a spirit of fear, I'm going to walk by faith and not by sight. In other words, I'm going to be faithful to God. I'm going to tell somebody about the goodness of God. I'm going to tell somebody that while I'm going through my trial and tribulation, that I'm already thanking God for my deliverance. Have I got a witness today? Has anybody ever been going through a trial or a tribulation in your life? In other words, you were going through a show enough test, but in the midst of your test, in the midst of your trial, you learn to praise God. And so the final point from going from praise, from test to testimony, is to know how to praise God in the midst of the test. Have I got a witness today? Because you know God for yourself, because you know God's word, and you know that God doesn't change. You can praise God in the midst of your trial. In other words, as I go from test to testimony, I'm going to thank God for what he already done. The psalmist said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise will continually be in my mouth. Have I got a witness today? In other words, John the Revelator said that these are they that overcame. In verse 11 of chapter 12, he says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. In other words, these were the ones that stood up under the harsh conditions, that stood up under the harsh tests, that they continued to give a testimony about the blood of the Lamb and about the testimony that they gave that God was good. And not only was good, he was good all the time. Have you ever been around somebody that was going through a test, but in the midst of their test, they held up their hand and said, God, I will trust in you until the day I die. God, I will trust in you because you're the only help I know. God, I'll give you the praise because you are the one that keeps making a way out of no way. God, I give you the honor. I give you the glory. I give you the honor because you're worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name is worthy to be praised. As I go from test to testimony, I'm going to tell somebody that God is the one that brought me out. I'm going to go down the list like the Hebrew writer and tell him I was sick and I couldn't get well, but I gave God the praise in the midst of my sickness. And soon, and very soon, the God of glory, he touched and healed my body. Has anybody ever been sick? Has anybody ever been to a place where you couldn't get well, but God came in? Somebody said he may not come when you want him to, but he's always, I said he's always, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Have you ever had a problem on your job and God stepped in and worked it out? Have you ever had a problem with a bill and God stepped in and worked it out? Have you ever had a problem with a child, a husband, or a wife, and God made a way out of no way? Aren't you glad today that in the midst of your test, you can trust God that he'll give you a testimony how he's worked it out? Somebody ought to say hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. I know you made a way, God. I know you turned it around. Hallelujah. I thank God that he took my test and turned it around and made it a testimony. Aren't you glad today that God is the one that will bring you move through. That God is the one that will keep you while you're going through. That God is the one that will allow you to call those things that are not as if they were, because he is the one that specializes in things that we call impossible. Aren't you glad today that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Aren't you glad today that you can go from test to testimony, and in the midst of your test, you can still praise God? Some of you are going through right now, going through a test. I dare you to slip up your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you glory, because I know without a shadow of a doubt that you're going to bring me from testimony. From test to testimony. Know him for yourself. Know his word. Know, good God Almighty, amen, that he doesn't change, amen. And know how to praise him in the midst of the test. And when you can get to those places, amen, where you understand that's how God operates, you can be like those in the book of Hebrews and those in the book of Revelation. He said they overcame. They overcame the devil. They overcame the Antichrist by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And the Hebrew writer said that God, amen, said it's impossible to please him, amen, without faith. And when you operate in faith and you have that testimony, when you have that relationship and that understanding of God and his word, and you understand that you can praise him because you can trust God to bring you out, what will happen is as you go through your test, your testimony will be so strong that somebody that doesn't know God in the free pardoning of their sins saying, I want to get what she got. I want to get what he had. I want to be able to go through tests, amen, with a praise spirit, to be able to have a testimony and say, God brought me through this one. He brought me through this one. He brought me through this one. And I know he didn't bring me this far to leave me. So that's why I'm going to praise him, amen, in advance. That's why I'm going to praise him, amen, and wait on God till my breakthrough comes through. Because I've seen him bring me from test to testimony. Somebody will see you and see your praise and see your life and see your struggle and see how God brings you through, and they'll say, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to get this thing, amen, that will give me a praise in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the trial, and give me a testimony, amen, that will allow me to make it through? This is what God is looking for. He's looking for us to be able to have that personal relationship, to know his word, to know that God doesn't change, and to be able to praise him in the midst of our test, knowing without a shadow of a doubt that we will. Some of y'all got some serious testimonies of what God. Y'all might as well say amen and shout hallelujah, give him a hand, praise. Lord have mercy, because you know, amen, that it was nobody like God that brought you through. Y'all might as well run around the room, throw up your hand, say hallelujah, thank you, God. Because, amen, you overcame, amen, the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. That's how important your testimony is. God gives us these things so that we won't turn back in spite of what the enemy brings in front of us, in spite of what he tries to do to turn us around. God gives us tests, and as we pass those tests, it builds and strengthens our faith and gives us a powerful testimony. I know there's some folk, I know your testimony of what God has done, what God is doing in your lives, amen? And that is a blessing, and it's a blessing to those that are around you. So continue, amen, to go through your test with faith and with confidence in God and his word, and continue to praise him in advance, and continue to give your testimony about how good, how faithful God is, amen, and that he will bless them, that they too will know how to go from test to testimony. Man, I didn't mean to keep you that long, but it's good to be able to testify about the goodness of the Lord. Let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you. God, we thank you for your word that shows us, provided us with to be able to come against anything that would stand against you. God, we thank you for the example of all those in the Bible that stood by faith in the hall of faith. We thank you for those that in our lives, God, that demonstrated faith. God, we thank you for their examples toward us. God, we thank you for sending your son, Jesus. Oh, God, that we would have a way of taking on his righteousness and being restored to the right relationship with you. God, we thank you for his sacrifice. We thank you for his love toward us. And, oh, God, as we go through today and as we celebrate the love of each other and the love of those that you have placed in our lives, help us remember that truly you are love, oh, God, and that in spite of those that may not have one that they can call their love on this earth, that you are the lover of their souls. You know, God, that they have nothing to be upset about or nothing to get down about, because there's no greater love than your love. So, Father, we pray that you would just bless us, that we would continue to go through our tests with a testimony about how good you are. And now may your love and the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, continue to rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord sing together. Amen. 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 Do yourself a favor. Let somebody call somebody. Let them know that you love them in Jesus' name and that you have a testimony about how God, good God has been as he brought you through your test. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. And we'll see you on next Sunday. Lord willing, in Jesus' name, amen.